When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now we have to fucking talk about racing.
We're going to watch a car race, Michael.
It's when nerds try and be cool.
I think you've done brilliantly. Good podcasting.
If my mom had balls, she would be my dad.
Dirty air.
Hi, I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
is Dirty Air.
It finally happened. Lando Norris.
A Grand Prix winner.
Oh, yeah. I thought. I just think he lost his virginity last night.
I think it's one of the possibilities. He did say in his lie detector test that he had many girlfriends.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's break down this whole weekend very quickly. Ready?
Yeah.
Should we go through it in order?
Okay.
Because there's a lot to go through.
Order.
Because Miami, firstly, there's a party in the city where the heat is on, right?
Sorry, hang on.
Yeah. Miami, is there's a party.
No, wait.
Yeah.
There's a party.
In the city.
Right.
Where the heat is on.
Right, but is the heat on at the party or in the city more broadly speaking?
Or is it there's a basketball game, the Miami Heat? Is it that the heat are on?
Oh, the Miami Heat. Miami.
But then also, get this. So not just partying in the city where the heat is on, right? There's also lying on the beach till the break of dawn.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a problem with homelessness. That's so sad.
It's tough, man, because every time I only go for 2 days of playing, right? But every time I go, I always wind up staying.
Do you?
Yeah. And the other thing about Miami is I've heard the rainstorms, they ain't nothing to mess with.
No, what do you do mess with rainstorms?
No, but I
sometimes
can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip.
Bend a knee-ker, army.
I know. I didn't hear the song once. That's what one slap can do to your career.
I think it's great that there have been some repercussions.
For
I
Will
love
Smith.
Repercussions.
Why didn't they? I didn't hear the song Miami at the Miami race once.
No.
Weird.
It's not my song of the week. That's for damn sure.
No, it's not mine. Okay, sprint race qualifying. Yes.
Sprint race qualifying. Oh.
Fine.
That was fine. Do you find after a weekend of sprint race qualifying and racing,
that you don't know what's happening?
That you can't remember which incident occurred in which bit of the race weekend?
Well, I did a weekend of shows. I was gigging on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And the comedians that I was gigging with, Red Richardson and Hattie Preston, every time, the number of times over the weekend where they went, Josh, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just watching the Formula One.
It's too much.
I'm just watching the Formula One. Oh, I'm just watching. And at one point they went, Josh, there was no Formula One and I just didn't enjoy their company.
Yeah.
But I was watching Formula One's become a fucking Marvel like not the movies, but you know, the spin-off shows.
Yeah. And then we've got to like, you've got your little shorts where you find out what, how the raccoon became like, it is too much Formula One.
But I will say Sprint Race was hella good.
Sprint Race was hella good.
Hella good. Kevin Magnussen lost his fucking mind.
Kevin Magnussen losing his mind was I was so pessimistic about the race, watching the sprint race, because it did seem like, it felt like everybody, it was, the whole race was a DRS train.
Mm.
And everybody was half a second behind the person in front.
Yeah.
And nobody could overtake anybody.
Yes.
And that's the way it was for 19 laps.
Yeah.
Which is not half of...
Was it 19 50, or 27?
It was 19.
Really?
Which is not half of 57.
No, because it's a sprint.
Right.
It's not a half race. It's a sprint race.
Mm.
With the sprint shootout. Ooh. They got rid of that, didn't they?
It's not called a sprint shootout
now
anymore.
It's called sprint qualifying. Because everyone went, what the fuck is... Listen, Stefano. Stefano Domenicali. He's wearing a suit and some trainers. Fucking suit. The number of pundits, everyone in Formula One in the paddock who works there, suits and a trainer.
Yeah, but a blank white trainer.
Oh.
The lesser known the lesser known Mumford and Sons song. It's... White blank trainer.
It's now called sprint qualifying. I thought the sprint race, Magnussen got was it 300 penalties?
You're a glutton for that kind of drama though, aren't you?
I like midfield Hamilton. It's my favourite Hamilton.
Well,
anyone when they're winning in Formula One is boring.
Don't get used to it.
I think we need to get used to it.
At least for a year, I suppose, yeah.
Unless Newey's going to Ferrari. It sounds like Newey's just looking at, you know, like in a police movie where the head of the police is like a week away from retirement and he's like showing everyone a picture of the yacht he's about to buy.
Yeah.
I just got her, 70 feet, you know. And then he dies. I feel like during the race, Newey was just on his iPad looking at pictures of boats. Oh, yes. Schooner. What is that?
I think he's basically going to get the rest of the year off. He's going to just not worry about the car. He's going to buy... He's like, basically, he was
this
in Miami.
Year?
Yeah.
I think he went yacht shopping in Miami.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was basically sat next to... So when did his contract... When was it meant to expire?
2027, or no, maybe 25.
I thought it was the end of
7. Yeah,
I thought it was the end of 25 that his contract was meant to expire. Mm. So I think what's happened is he said, "I'm going," and they went, "You're under contract." And he said, "Okay, but I hate you. I hate those messages you sent that girl, and I don't want to work here anymore. Yeah. You're all dicks."
Yeah.
The internal investigation was a cover up exercise. You're crooks, and I'm fucking off whether you like it or not. And they went, okay, well,
and
when
I'm
you put it
off,
like that,
and I'm fucking off very quickly.
And
have you seen the cars I can design?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But we would be open to the idea of letting you go if you just hold back on, you know, that stuff you just said to us. If you hold back on that, you can leave as quickly as you'd like. And he went, I thought that's what you'd say. Bye bye, cunts.
You know, okay, I got a question for you about other sports, right?
Okay.
So there was a bit where Newey...
I think I know more about...
Other sports. So Horner and his wife walking through the paddock after all the allegations, and you go, oh, okay, that's a PR thing that they've done together. Show that we're strong in our marriage.
Yeah.
Horner and Newey walking through the paddock, like basically holding hands, going, we're just two guys laughing. We have a great relationship. Please don't show people all the messages I've sent you for the last decade, Adrian.
Mm.
Right? It felt like very political, like when you see politicians like, oh, here's someone shaking hands with this guy.
Nick Clegg and David Cameron having a walk in the Downing Street garden.
Sure. Is there any other sport where that stuff happens, where there's like PR photographs done amongst like not even the players, just like the owners of the team? Here's Klopp with Bryan Adams, just to show that there were no hard feelings.
But I think Klopp and Bryan Adams are genuinely quite good friends.
Both got very white teeth.
They do, yeah. I think that at the top, the upper echelons of football, where it begins to get corrupt, that's when PR stuff becomes more of a play. I'm sure that does happen on an ownership level, but I don't think you get the same amount of PR from managers.
Yeah.
Managers are more just concentrating on their teams and whatnot.
Anyway, I could spend all day talking about industrialization and men's fashion, but I'm afraid work must be done. Die Hard. Daniel Ricciardo, fourth place sprint.
That was really exciting. It was good. And he did very well. And it was, I mean, obviously, knowing what we know now, it like life gives to him with one hand and takes away with another, yeah. Doesn't it?
It's like that song, I wish that I knew what I know now when I was at Red Bull.
Yeah.
You know, had he known.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. I mean, the sprint race is, in England, we have something called Sports Day, where there's like sports events at school, right? Mm. And you do like competitive, all the good people who are good at sports are competitive.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure I've said this on the show before. And then at the end of the day, all the kids that suck at sport get an egg and spoon race or a mm-hmm. potato sack race that you do with your dad.
Mm.
And the sprint race is that.
Yeah.
In that it doesn't count.
No, whilst it doesn't count, it does diminish the spectacle of the race as the focal point of the weekend.
Why are you saying, so you're saying that like it's a positive?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It isn't what you want, is it?
No, I thought it was a great, look, this weekend
was great.
It warped my whole perception of F1 because I went,
are you an F1 fan again?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just blew my head off from start to finish.
That's cool.
And also I watched the sprint race and I went, yeah, okay, if that's all I get and the race is just Max Verstappen 13 seconds out in front, at least I got to have a fun sprint. Mm. And then the race just socked it to me, baby.
Well, I wasn't so enthusiastic about the sprint race. I thought it was fine. I enjoyed, yeah, you know, I watched it. It was mercifully short. You can say mm-hmm. that for it.
Mercifully short, much like the drivers.
Yes. The race itself was, it renewed my vigour for F1.
Okay, let's get into the pre-race and the grid walk review.
The pre-race antics. There are some rather unpleasant stereotypes about Americans mm-hmm. in that they are sort of unsubtle, unrefined, bloated, indulgent, aggressive, kind of ignorant mm-hmm. and kind of mindless, I think.
Yes, yes.
That's very unfair
yeah.
on to Americans.
Yeah.
However, with regards to Floridians, it is completely accurate. Everyone, without exception. You would think everybody who is not like that in Florida leaves Florida and then comes here and says that about Florida.
Okay, gridwalk review.
Gridwalk review. How many celebrities who didn't even pay for tickets are going to give Martin Brundle a shitty time? Gridwalk review.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to list some of the celebrities.
Yeah, go on.
We had a real smorgasbord. A mixed, what do you say? A mixed, what's the thing? We had a mixed
platter
yeah. of guests. A real charcuterie
board.
A cheese board. A good cheese board. Okay, here we go. So we had the influencer Jake Paul.
The influencer Jake Paul, is that what you're calling him?
Yeah.
Not a YouTuber or a boxer, but an influencer.
That's what it said on the screen.
Does it?
Yeah, which I found really funny because that's someone at Sky Sports who hates Jake Paul.
Yeah.
They were like, Jake Paul said, he's like, can you put boxer? He goes, no,
was he a YouTuber? Disney kid.
No.
Him and Logan were both Disney kids.
Were they?
I think him and Logan, his brother Logan.
Oh, not Logan Sargent.
No, Logan
okay.
Paul.
Sorry, I don't know. Okay. There's two Pauls.
There's two Pauls.
I thought, so there's...
Well, no, there's four Pauls.
Sean Paul.
Five Pauls. Okay. They're all brothers.
Which one's fighting Mike Tyson?
Jake.
The one who was there.
The one who was there, yeah.
Okay. Zinedine Zidane.
Zinedine
Zidane. The
Zidane.
Who headbutted that guy.
Marco Materazzi.
Yeah.
Because Marco Materazzi said that Zinedine Zidane's mum is a terrorist whore.
Wow.
And then Zinedine Zidane headbutted him in the chest.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello, the singer.
It was fun for me to find out that she exists.
Yeah. Oh, did you not know who she was?
I don't know who she is.
All of her songs go like this. All the drum beats go, cut, cut. And she's like, under my body. That's it. That's all I know about her.
I think that's Martin Brundle was quite attracted to Camila Cabello.
Yeah, my body.
Did you pick up on that? That Martin Brundle might be quite attracted to Camila Cabello?
Listen, I think they're a cute couple.
I think it was mutual. Couple.
Carl Cox, the 90s DJ? It was such a mad mix of celebrities.
Carl Cox.
Carl Cox from Radio 1 20 years ago, who must have retired to Miami doing the occasional DJ show.
That's why
he was there.
Like when 90s celebrities flee.
So we got a guy.
That they've obviously, like now Dane Bowers lives in Dubai now.
Yeah, we got a guy fighting Mike Tyson, right? So a guy in his 20s who's like, I think I want to beat up a 50-year-old, right? We've got a guy headbutted someone at a football game, a pop star, a retired DJ, and the ex-president.
What? Donald J. Trump.
No. J. Edgar Hoover was there.
Was he?
Yeah. Donald Trump was there with McLaren.
J. Edgar Hoover was the head of security, I think. It's Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover was
the president. Yeah.
Herbert Hoover. Who is the, what colour a McLaren?
What colour a McLaren?
Yeah, what colour's their car?
I don't know. Orange?
And what colour's Donald Trump?
Orange.
Is that how you think they did it?
Yeah. That's really funny.
Do you think they went? Okay, which car is
he
going to...
I didn't know what the fuck you were doing. That's really funny.
Which car is he going to look the most normal against?
Mm. But also, we didn't see him.
It's the Mercedes is black. I'm not standing next to
Wouldn't
that car.
Wouldn't it be cool if, like...
Visa Cash App, listen, I'm in too much debt to stand next to a Visa Cash App.
If Piastri's car, like, in a certain, like... Donald Trump just got naked and was on the front bonnet of the Formula One car. And it was only in a certain light that you saw the silhouette of Donald Trump's naked body.
Look, Donald Trump is the luckiest man on the planet,
mm-hmm.
right? The guy, the peak of his success should have been selling ties out the back of a car, mm-hmm. like John Candy in Planes, Trains and Automobiles. And he has smashed it out of the gate so hard his whole life. He's in court and about to be president again, right? There is no luckier man on the planet. And as soon as he shows up in the McLaren garage, Lando wins.
I know.
That, it rubbed off.
I know.
I'm convinced now that Trump is like a genie or something.
A genie.
He shows up at the race.
I know.
Goes up to Zac Brown. Hey, I love your wife.
Did we hear Donald Trump talk at all?
I didn't. No, they didn't give him any air. They just showed him in slow-mo. Carrying a red hat.
Are you sure it was slow-mo? Not just that's the speed he moves.
It was incredible. Okay, gridwalk review. No Trump on the gridwalk.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Which team are you with? Winning. I like winning. Whichever driver wins. Verstappen. He's got a great car. Great car. Logan. Loser. Loser.
Go on. I'm excited to hear what you gave the gridwalk because Martin Brundle's heart was really in it, I thought.
Yeah.
But it wasn't giving back to him what he put in. So go on.
Camilla Cabello. Very good. Very nice. Very beautiful lady. It's not a good Trump impression. Charlotte Tilbury.
It's got something, though.
Yeah. It's got something.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlotte Tilbury. I always say it's my favorite.
It's got more character than a lot of Trump impressions.
Make up a lady. She leads us. Charlotte Tilbury. And she's there on the grid supporting women. I support women. I grab women. Andretti, American hero. After hearing Andretti talk for 5 seconds,
yeah,
I went, okay, you shouldn't be an F1.
what was it about him that made you think that?
He was like Biden.
Yeah, but it's his son who has the team.
Oh,
it's
is
just,
it?
He's just the bloke who drove the car.
And he went, go talk to he's like, Congress. They got Congress involved. They went to Daddy. FIA went, you can't be in Formula One. Leave us alone. So Andretti went to Congress and like tattletaled. To the Supreme Court.
Well, the Formula One said you can't be in Formula One yet.
Yeah.
You said that you can be in, like, they basically said to Andretti, you can come to F1, but it probably won't be till 2028, 2029. And Andretti said, right, well, I'm going to be dead by then.
Yeah.
So could it be now? Because I'd like to see it. Like, I'm 84 years old. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. And there were no celebrities. There were no celebs on the gridwalk. So Brundle started having to, like, talk about the cars, which is when you know the gridwalk's going badly.
Or when he got a little bit of a fright.
Yeah, with the exhaust. Yeah, which was very funny of the Mercedes
team. Wasn't it?
They were like, give him a little poop, a little pop. And then he went up to Ocon's. He was like, this is Ocon. You know it's Ocon's place on the grid because it says Oco here. And I was like, fuck me, they're really, where are all the fact? They all weekend on TV, they went, so many celebrities, all the celebs are out. He couldn't find one. What I don't understand is that Martin Brundle still has to justify his presence in the paddock. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like he still has to go, no, I'm allowed to be here. It's like, at this point, everyone knows who Martin Brundle is.
How can you be polite? Also, there has to be some sort of better system that, like, just raise your voice a little bit. We understand it's loud. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Speak up a bit, mate. Speak up a bit. We can't. He got a new album coming out. Sorry, it's all the incredibly large, like, powerful engines that are going to cart these ton machines, like, hurtling 300 miles an hour around a racetrack. I can't hear you, mate. You're going to have to speak up if you want to plug my album.
And then he went to Camilla Cabello. He went, well, good luck with that album. We wish you all the best. And then he walked off. And if that was my dad would have walked off and he would look back at me and went, she's nice. And Brundle knows not to do that. Because when dads go, she's nice, what that means is I'd love to have sex with that person.
Yeah.
Bert Mylander, I mean, it was a very weak grid walk. The saving grace of the grid walk.
Fucked off that I didn't see Bert Mylander because I went for the toilet and I must have missed it. I found out that Bert Mylander was on the grid walk when you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking annoying.
So this grid walk gets a 4 out of 10 from me, but it gets a 10 out of 10. I changed my score to a 10 out of 10
because
Brundle went up to Will.i.am and he just went, it's Will.i.am, fuck it, he's here all the time, and just ignored him. He literally went, I've got 30 seconds, and then he didn't ask Will.i.am a question, and you saw Will.i.am's mouth open to say his bollocks. To say his utter, whatever shit, it's not identity, it's identity. Whatever bollocks was about to come out of his mouth. Apple's going to save the world. I had a Marvel comic book with Hans Zimmer. Why are you even beyond? He was in front of the velvet rope with the drivers standing for the national anthem.
Wasn't there a time when Will.i.am was, when the Black Eyed Peas were like an underground, cool hip-hop group? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did the Vans Warped Tour in like 1995 or 7. Yeah.
He must be like 60 now. Will.i.am.
And he, anyway, that it gets a 10 out of 10 purely because, like, how do you think Will.i.am felt? Firstly, this time last year, he got to fake conduct. Will.i.am got to fake conduct a orchestra with LL Cool J, and it bombed so hard that he wasn't even allowed to talk this year. How do you think Will.i.am feels knowing that Formula One are getting sick of his shit?
But I think Formula One might be doing a bit of lesson learning because it wasn't just that. Then in Las Vegas, we had Bruce Buffer, the Ultimate Fighting Championship ring announcer, announce all the drivers. And it was embarrassing for everyone who, apart from Bruce Buffer himself, who has no facility for shame. the Formula One must be going, it's the driving bit everybody likes.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
We'll get Lando to win. We'll get Trump in the garage, get Lando to win. Everything will be fine.
It was, I wonder if Will.i.am is, I don't think his contract's getting renewed as F1 ambassador.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, because what's happened is they probably had like a 25-year-old woman come in into the job at the FIA or F1
or Liberty. That?
And they've gone, oh my God, this is so cool. So Will.i.am's our ambassador. And she's gone, who? Will.i.am. What, the guy who wrote Let's Get Retarded? Are you out? And that's not me. That's what the song was originally called. Look it up. The guy who wrote I Got a Feeling, the guy who wrote fucking Ella Funk 20 years ago. You have a man who's not been relevant for 20 years as the ambassador to your sport that you're trying to bring young people into.
The man who wrote the lyric, what are you going to do with all that ass inside them jeans?
He's up front conducting before the race. Get him the fuck out.
What are you going to do?
God, I hate him so much. I can't stand him.
Is he an unpleasant person?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've given the grid walk. What have you given it?
10 out of 10.
Because of No Will.i.am. Yeah. Okay, great.
And I'm going to give the national anthem a 3.
Oh, I hated the national anthem.
Who's Mark Anthony?
Who's Anthony? Anthony?
Who's Anthony?
My drummer. Special prizes for... identifying that film quote, listener.
By the way, we did a little contest last week.
Oh, yeah.
I said, actually, a fake Marina.
Yeah.
And you said, who did it?
Yeah.
Who sang that?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people messaged us saying it was... First of all, you said, listener, DM Josh. So loads of people just DM me, fucked off the podcast.
Yeah.
And just directly DM'd me.
Yeah.
Saying that it was who it was.
Yeah.
We had over 100 people who remembered that it was. You guys ready?
Marina and the Diamonds.
And we'll announce a winner at the end.
Let's announce a winner at the end. And this week's special competition is Who's Anthony? Who's Anthony? My drummer. Yeah. Identify the film quote.
Terrible national anthem. It's Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband.
Yeah, and one of the biggest...
Latino singers.
You know, selling Latin artists of his generation. I'd like to tell Mark Anthony... that vibrato isn't always necessary.
It felt like our favourite national anthem, didn't it?
It was reminiscent of our favorite.
How does an American national anthem start?
Oh, yeah. See.
Yeah, and he did this.
Oh, it sounded like when Pinocchio is underwater and he's calling for Geppetto.
But it's a good song.
Yeah, but it plays into the hands of Americans who want to do all that shit with their voice. Oh, say can.
And the home of the great. Everyone, they always go up the octave at the end. Yeah, we've barely touched on the most phenomenal race of the season.
Yeah.
And indeed, maybe of the last 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. Was this the best race since Abu Dhabi 21?
Yes.
It was, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
We're witnessing history.
I mean, for us, I think we're so destroyed by... Well, I tell you what, there were those races. We have forgotten that Leclerc won quite a lot at the beginning of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And we all thought he was going to...
Win the season.
Championship. Yeah. And then it became a procession, a Verstappen procession. And then ever since then, Formula One has been like that. So there might have been some good races. I think actually the first ever Miami, Charles won?
No, Max has won all of the... Max, this is the first thing in Miami that Max hasn't won.
Oh, no. So yes, that's right. When we got to Miami, Charles was in the lead of the championship.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying nobody's ever... overturned a 45-point gap, and then he did.
Yeah.
And he increased it by another 45,
yeah.
And then 700 points.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah.
It's it was a... Okay, let's go through the teams. In 10th place, Kick Sauber.
Yes.
Okay, you ready for this? Okay. Oh my gosh, so many stats. Okay, so... Time for smacky ba-ba-ba. Sprint race, qualifies 18th, finishes 14th. Race, qualifies 16th, finishes 16th. Zhou, sprint race, qualifies 17th, finishes 11th. Very, very good. And race, 20th to 14th.
I mean, Zhou actually qualified 20th, but it was only because of engine penalties and points and deductions.
Yeah, Ricardo started at the back. Though,
yeah, he? But he qualified 18th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in terms
of... Do you have anything
to
say about Kick Sauber?
Nothing beyond the fact that Carlos Sainz turned them down because he is holding out. So we now know that he's actively said, a thank you, but no thank you very much. I've got bigger things in my immediate future than that.
Yeah.
And
that, that makes complete sense.
It does.
To me.
And Hülkenberg's little switcheroo is looking a little bit silly.
Yes.
Zhou's future in F1 looks like it hangs in the balance, and Bottas, I think, might just get bored and...
No, I think he wants to stay. I think he... I think he's sort of having this Raikkonen phase now where he's like, just put me in a car. Just, it's fun.
But Raikkonen has that at Ferrari. Like, Raikkonen got into that mental space at Ferrari and then only spent a couple of years at Alfa Romeo and then went, I'm not... You know, driving around the back of the fucking...
And no
pack
one's
is
seen
not...
him since.
Yeah, because he's... I'm sorry I had fun at the party.
Oh my God, I miss Raikkonen so much.
I know, he is the best Formula One driver.
Like, I've got relatives who are dead who I miss less.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kimi Raikkonen.
Yeah. I get that.
I think Bottas is not going anywhere, but I think Zhou might be. I think Bottas and Hülkenberg's a good... Because between them, they have the perfect haircut. Like, Hülkenberg's got the front bit, Bottas has got the back bit, and together it's like an 80s high school bully, isn't it? Okay, ninth place.
Williams,
what a crappy weekend.
Yes, low goat.
Low goat Sargo, 17th to DNF.
Yeah.
And then in the sprint was a 19th to 10th.
This is the impossible thing. I've already forgotten all those numbers and which order and when they were. This is the impossible thing about reviewing like a podcast, having a podcast that reviews F1 when there's been a sprint race. It's like, you just said a bunch of numbers.
We're also reviewing two races.
I know,
and
but we
all
can't
the stuff that happened in between.
Ugh.
We can't talk about two races and Martin Brundle and Camilla Cabello's burgeoning romance.
Yeah.
In the same, there's not enough time.
Anyway, Albon had a disappointing weekend because he forgot to turn.
Yeah. 14th to 19th, 20th to 13th in the sprint.
And what happened to Logo Sargo?
Logo Sargo. Okay, so it was his home race.
Yeah.
And
he's a Floridian.
Floridian, which sounds like a slur.
Yeah. And I mean it as one.
Logo Sargo got his whole family to come to the race and then DNF'd. He's got to go.
Well, he is, isn't
he's
he?
Got to go.
It's Kimi.
I got some Kimi Antonelli tapes if you want to watch them. He has to go.
Well, it is.
He's
Kimi. I thought you told me that it was Kimi from Imola onwards.
Yeah, was the rumor. Look, Logo is, God love him. He doesn't deliver in the same way that Latifi did, because Latifi was really likable.
Mm.
He was god awful, but he had the balls to quit. Or when he left F1, he went, you know, I'm just going to go back to business school. Like, that's the funniest way to leave F1.
It didn't seem like it was ruining his life, so we could enjoy it.
Exactly.
Whereas with Logan Sargeant, you're watching this little boy who has been pushed in a certain direction despite showing no natural aptitude for the sport whatsoever.
Yeah.
His parents and everybody's uncles, everybody just pointing guns at him saying, drive faster. And he's gotten to this point. It's like have you ever read Andre Agassi's book or know about his career, how he was, you know, forced to play tennis from childhood?
Open, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. And even though he won all these championships, he still hates tennis and he resents the whole thing, resents his family. Imagine it's that, but without any winning. Which is worse,
yeah,
isn't it? It's worse.
I mean, getting all your friends down and just crashing is just, I mean...
Ooh. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
He's,
I can't watch it anymore. It's not fair of F1 to make me watch Logan Sargeant. And this is not me being cruel to him or not understanding something. I'm just saying you can't force me to watch this guy's life get destroyed anymore.
Yeah. 8th place, Alpine, Macopine, Promopine, c'est pour moi.
What's your new one?
Hey now, Alpine, it's over.
Ocon 13 to 10. Gasly 12 to 12.
Yeah, sprint
Tell
race.
Us what happened in the sprint race because I haven't got it written
13th
down.
To 15th for Ocon, 16th to 9th. I mean, a pretty good weekend.
For Esteban.
For the Ocon, for Alpine. Yeah. First point of the year. Gasly 12 to 12th, 16th to 9th. Alpine are the new Racing Point, aren't they? Do you know what's funny about anywhere Ocon goes, he ends up fighting with his teammate. Anywhere he goes. Him and Alonso, him and Perez.
It's looking more and more like Ocon's the problem, isn't it?
You know, if you fail your driving test 11 times, like it's not on the instructor, it's not on the car, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, Verstappen trying to punch Ocon, I'm starting to think he had a point.
Yeah. But because of Ocon's sweet little face, the fact that he looks, you know, like
he should be playing Warhammer somewhere.
Well, yeah, he has a woodland quality to his face, I think. Mm. He's he looks charming and meek.
Like he can whittle.
Well, no, like he's a little creature that lives there. You can imagine he would make an amazing fawn.
Yeah, he would.
If he Esteban Ocon should have like the hind legs of a goat. Is that what a fawn is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, a goat is a... Oh no, I'm thinking of a minotaur. Ocon can't be half human, half horse, but he can be half human, half goat.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
I know, a fawn is just a a young deer.
Oh, right. Well, they need to stop fighting each other.
Esteban, I guess. Yeah.
It's just, it's. I'm at this point now and I'm like, the car's shit. You're having a good weekend. Why are you fighting this hard at the beginning of the race?
Did you hear Gasly speak about Adrian Newey?
What did he say?
It was that all the drivers were interviewed about what they thought about Adrian Newey. And Gasly just would not shut the fuck. He was the most gushing. Most like, it was the best moment of my life to spend those weeks with Adrian. And
where did they go? It was did they go camping?
What?
Did they go camping or something?
Gasly used to drive for Red Bull. Don't you remember that?
Oh, so you mean when he was in the team? So yeah. I thought maybe Newey took him on holiday. And I was like, well, I could see that.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah. They went on a badminton excursion.
I did want to mention Adrian Newey when the camera was following him down the grid walk and he was clicking his little pen behind his bum and he's got such a weird gait. Like it being a genius must be exhausting.
Sorry, can you explain what a gait is to the people who might not know what that
the is? Way that you walk.
Okay.
You know, you've not heard it in the Bee Gees song.
I meant me.
You can tell by the way I use my gait.
I'm a woman's man.
Yeah.
Has a eighth, they're not, they're seventh, but that would have been good.
Hulkenberg.
Okay, 9th to 11th, sprint, 10th to 7th. Magnussen, the king of Formula One, 19th to 18th, 14th to 18th in the sprint. He gets my driver of the month, actually. Dirty Air. He gets bitch of the race, driver of the race. He gets overtake of the race. He gets, like, he gets everything.
Another driver with a woodland quality.
Yes. 4 penalties over the course of 2 races.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And a black
it?
And white flag. Unbelievable. And then he owned up to it and went, yeah, you know, there were dirty tricks. The penalties were justified. And then Hamilton just went, yeah, fair enough. What a good egg. He's a good shit. I like hard racing.
I think Hamilton sort of went, yeah, it's a I'm not going to rub any salt in that particular wound.
Well,
it's been a hard year for Kevin Magnussen because Hulk's decided that he really likes F1 and is quite good at it. And Hulkenberg must be going, looking beneath him, going, I'm not sure I want to move there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't really like that very much. I'm not, no. No thanks.
I mean, a lot of the online comments were saying, is this what, like, how the mighty have fallen, Hamilton fighting a Haas. And I'm, well, they're both midfield cars now, right? And I love midfield Hamilton. It's sick.
Well, Haas have,
that was fun. I got to watch him fight.
Haas have risen up to, you know, they're finishing like 11th and whatnot. They're like low midfield, Mercedes high midfield. They're gonna fight sometimes. But Haas have done really well to get themselves where they are. Haas are an impressive team at the moment.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? You wouldn't even talk about them this time last year, and you've just talked about them for over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Red Bull. Sorry, Visa Cash App, Red Bull sister team.
You got the app yet?
Racing Bull.
It's a cash app.
I
don't trust any app that's called app.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
It's like, imagine that.
You've been on the Instagram app.
I love Instagram app.
I love the Netflix app. Yeah, it's a good app, that.
When people are on public transport watching Netflix.
Kill them.
I think they should be doing better.
Yeah, if I was Prime Minister, right, or President, if you piss on a toilet seat, 2 years in jail.
Yeah.
Public toilet seat, 2 years in jail.
Public toilet seat.
If you're listening to your phone in public, 2 years in jail. Right?
Yeah.
No headphones.
Yeah.
If you're in the park with a guitar.
Yeah.
2 years in jail, unless you play Incubus. Whatever tomorrow, but then it's 5 years in jail. With open arms and open eyes, yeah. Ricardo, 18th to 15th. 18th to 15th, 4th to 4th in the sprint.
4th to 4th, funk to funky. We know Daniel Ricciardo is a good driver. The weekend started so promisingly for Ricciardo. And then, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, it took away in the race and he was back being the less good. And I think, actually, him finishing 4th also sort of fucks Yuki a little bit, because I think we'd be talking a lot about what a good drive that was from Yuki.
Yuki 10 to 7.
Tsunoda.
Yuki Tsunoda.
If Daniel Ricciardo hadn't finished 4th the previous day and held off Ferraris. But it does beg the question, what the fuck is going on with those drivers and that car? Where is it? I've never observed a more fickle pair of drivers / race car in all of my years watching Formula One. Is it good or not? Is it finishing 4th or not? What's going on? What's happening? Is it good? What's happening, Josh?
You know when you have a good hair day, but you don't know why?
Yeah.
That's what I think the Visa Cash App car is. They went, "Wow, that was good." And then they went, "What? Should we try and understand the car?" And they went, "We don't know why it was good." Okay. That's what I think.
Okay.
I think they have also. I think if you're really good in the Visa Cash App Racing Bull team, then Horner takes you and he goes, "Thank you, you're in my garage now." So they've also almost certainly got the second tier of all the people.
Yeah.
As well. So trying to understand the car is really difficult for them because they're not the best ones.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Thank you for doing that
Fifth
for me.
Fifth place, Aston Martin. He's little, he's sexy, he's had sex with your wife. It's Fernando Alonso.
But also, if you are somebody's wife, then you.
Yeah.
He's had sex with you.
He's had I would not be surprised if Alonso has slept with every woman I know, actually, including my mother. And you know what? I'm just happy for my mum because I know she would have had a good time with the stallion, the lover, the myth, the 5'4" man selling moisturising cream. Fernando Alonso, 15th to 9th, very well done. Less so in the sprint race where he went from 8th to 17th, which is actually the opposite way you want to go.
Yeah, but he just got bored. He agrees with me about the sprint race. He doesn't feel like there's any need to.
Horrible weekend for Lance. Started 11th.
Yeah.
The qualifying king. Well, when he DNF'd, what do you think he did? I'm talking about the sprint race. What do you think he did afterwards?
I think he probably got his laptop out and just slumped on a couch. So his neck was at, like, his chin was down on his chest. You know, as somebody like that, you know, when you're not comfortable, but you are lying down and you're just too depressed to move or get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call that default settings.
Yeah. Okay. I think he did that and he just watched endless YouTube. And it was like, you know, watching YouTube is not a bad thing. It's like you can really nourish your mind on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't doing that. Mm. He was watching like
PewDiePie. I think he was watching the what's it called? The Last Tattooist of Auschwitz, whatever that show is.
Fuck. Okay.
And I think when he DNF'd, he was like, "I'm gonna watch something that's gonna, like you say, nourish my mind."
Yeah.
And he got 5 minutes in and just didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
And then he's on the yacht in the fake marina,
mm-hmm.
right? In the poop, or in the, you know, in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
He's like struggling to get Wi-Fi. Raquel comes in.
There a fake marina this year?
Yeah. And then Raquel comes in.
Was there a fake marina this year?
Actually, a fake marina.
And did they have water in it and boats?
Fake water. Yeah.
And it's then, fake water as well as fake boats.
Yeah, and then but then
are they real boats on fake water?
Raquel comes in.
Are they fake boats?
They're fake boats on fake water. But my point is, his stepmom walks in.
So what materials have they done? They used to
like a lot of plastics and I assume a lot of is it called PVC?
Yeah.
Speaking of PVC,
the fiberglass that the boats are made out of must be like, you must use real hulls and stuff.
So Lance
like that.
Is on the internet, but there's no Wi-Fi signal because there's a lot of people in the area and that tends to compromise the Wi-Fi signal. And then his stepmom comes down and she's like, and he's like, "Oh, I can't get any bars." And she goes, "Well, Lance, I can see one bar from here." Start the music.
The music hadn't started yet.
No, I'm starting it now. Again.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, it's good to have them back.
God, I hated that.
You loved it. Just admit that you like Lance and Raquel. Listener, every listener. Okay, we need to get to this. Mercedes, Hamilton, 8th to 6th. Sprint, 12th to 16th. Russell, 7th to 8th. 11th to 12th in the sprint. Lewis launched a launch for his alcohol-free tequila.
Why?
He wore a denim cutoff, like a denim vest, denim trousers, and was serving agave to people. Alcohol-free agave with Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Who I think did a DJ set.
Yeah.
And then Brundle.
He took her on a drive.
Oh, he did. He did a hot lap with her, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But when Camilla was DJing, Brundle went over and was like, "Have you got any Bon Jovi?" And she went, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I just really love that song. Is it called Living on a..." And she was like, "Oh, Living on a Prayer." She goes, "Yeah, I don't have that loaded up on my laptop." And then Brundle went, "Do you like Bon Jovi?" She went, yeah, they're really good. They're not one of my favorites. And he goes, "Yeah, I've got tickets actually to see them. They're touring." in November, and I mean, I know you're probably busy because you're a big pop, but actually Richie Sambora is not even in the band anymore, which is weird because he was one of the key songwriters, and him and John Bon Jovi's harmonies were just so good, and I don't know why they can't work it out, but I have tickets if you want to go with me, Camilla. And she was like, and then she like gets an agave napkin, writes her number down, and just kisses it. She goes, yeah, drop me a line. And he went home and he couldn't wait 3 days. He was trying to play it cool, but he couldn't wait 3 days.
I loved everything about that.
Thank you very much.
I loved everything about that. It's such a gorgeous fantasy to imagine Martin Brundle fancying a girl.
And a quarter his age. I mean, it's creepy as well.
Why is it creepy?
Because he's like 4 times older than her.
Yeah, but he was once 25. He knows what it's like to be attracted to a 25-year-old.
Okay, fine, fair enough.
It's okay that Martin Brundle fancies Camilla Cabello.
What was
doesn't make him creepy. Yeah.
What was fascinating about this race is that even when Hamilton's fighting for seventh, he's still kind of the most interesting thing about the race. Up until, obviously, Lando, when it became obvious Lando was going to win.
Mm.
But the majority of the sprint and the race were Lewis Hamilton fighting.
Mm.
Which I just, as an observation, was interesting.
Because he was the highest driver up the grid to start on hards, wasn't he?
Hards.
Which meant that he got overtaken quite a lot at the beginning and then had to claw his way back as the hards warmed to the surface of the track. It was really, I agree with you. I really enjoyed it. Russell's been a bit of a no mark the last few races, hasn't
he? Yeah, he sort of, I was fully expecting him to crash. If I could have picked any driver to crash yesterday, it would have been Russell.
But I just heard that I don't see anything of him in the pre-race. I don't see anything of him in the race, really. He doesn't do anything remarkable in qualifying, sprint races, in the actual races. He's just not there. And I think he might be a bit, I mean, I think he might be a bit bored with the situation at Mercedes.
I think that's a hard pill to swallow. Entering a team, working so hard at a dog shit team. It's difficult to explain to people how bad Williams were a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And Russell went in with his little projector and he showed them, why I should be a Formula One driver. And they went, this is the guy. And he was so good. And then he got one race in a Mercedes and was so good. And then he finally gets the seat of dreams. And it is a absolute wheelbarrow.
And this is the prime of his career. Williams, when George Russell was there, were so much worse than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they are ninth in the championship out of 10 cars.
Yeah.
And they are vastly improved from where they were.
Exactly. And Williams and Mercedes are not that far apart nowadays.
No.
Which is crazy. Speaking of Mercedes engines, McLaren in third place. Piastri, 6th to 13th. I mean, he was having a great race and then he didn't have a great race. 6-6 in the sprint.
He got his wing broken, didn't he? And it wasn't entirely his fault.
No, but it felt like a metaphor as well. He had like he had his wing broken.
Wings clipped.
Wings clipped, yeah. And then for the rest of the race, he was sort of just in the...
Got the fastest lap.
In the midfield.
Got the fastest lap as if to compound the idea that the McLaren was on one this weekend.
Yeah. I thought Piastri versus Carlos was really interesting. Carlos was very angry, and I don't think it was... he was like, he has to give me the place back, And then he gets a penalty for it after the race, doesn't he? He was demoted.
Piastri, up until the incident, was having a great drive and was going to be there or thereabouts. It was very exciting.
I feel sorry for Lando Norris, in a way, because historic, right? It's so nice when you watch Formula One and something historic happens. Mm. Yesterday was so good.
Mm.
It was so awesome.
He's going to learn some lessons over the course of what's happening.
And he's probably going to get chlamydia this weekend.
But he already said to that man that he has lots of girlfriends in the completely pointless lie detector. Because they're asking him his opinion on stuff.
Well, I mean, they did say...
Whilst he's hooked up to a lie detector. And he's going, oh yeah, I will win a race. Well, yeah, but it's all conjecture.
Yeah.
Ask him about where the bodies are buried.
Have you ever...
murdered anyone?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever watched porn on the top deck of a bus, Lando? that's what the lie detectors should do. Congratulations, Lando Norris. The 110 races, first win. 21st British driver ever. Fantastic.
It was really sweet. He was trying to control himself, but he couldn't control himself. So all of that, like, long time coming, was him trying to sound cool when he'd lost all of his cool.
Oh, that's funny.
I think all he wanted to do was go, whee! But he had to kind of go, okay, how do people who have won races talk?
Yeah.
How do people... And you could tell how much he'd practiced and you could tell how much he'd fantasized about it, because what he did with the champagne bottle, banging it on the ground so it then came up like a fountain and then spraying everyone with it. Fuck me, that was good.
Yeah.
And to see him get, to have that tension, I don't know if you have this as a more experienced viewer of Formula One, but to have the tension on the final lap where you're just thinking, don't drive it into a wall.
Orlando, you've got a seven-second lead. You can take your foot off the accelerator and still win. Don't fuck it up. If you win the race, you'll have a threesome afterwards.
Okay. He's so small that actually when he has a threesome, it's only a 2.5-some.
Thank you. Do you know what's so unfortunate for the rest of Lando's life is that he's going to have to fondly remember Miami. That sucks. He even said afterwards, it would have been better if it was Silverstone. And then Max went, yeah, but this is better for a night out, which is so good of Verstappen. Verstappen went, yeah, but at least you can go out here and party.
Let's just get through Ferrari's boring bullshit so that we can talk about Max Verstappen for a little bit because I love him.
Okay, blue, no, stop it. Stop wearing blue.
It's Leclerc's shit.
Facial hair, stop it. Get rid of the facial hair. It sucks. You look like you're an extra in a porno. Yeah, I know, not even a lead in a porno.
Fuck me.
Leclerc, second to third. Sainz, third to fourth, but relegated third to fifth. Fifth to fifth in the sprint, second to second for Leclerc in the sprint. Go.
Ferrari, bye. Mini in a big red bus. Red Bull.
When they did say to Leclerc they went plan B, I went, oh, here we fucking go again.
Why are they so obsessed with the plans and the letters and everything? You
know, in America, plan B is a morning after pill.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was an interesting observation.
What's plan A?
Maybe Charles Leclerc wants to terminate his Ferrari contract. Everyone being happy for Lando, Sainz giving him a hug is very heartwarming. Speaks a lot of Lando's character that every driver was happy for him.
That's exactly what
it was so heartwarming.
It was so good to see something new happen.
Oh my God, new things in F1!
I absolutely loved it. 7 seconds and there was a little moment.
He didn't just beat Verstappen.
We'll now talk about Norris in the context of Red Bull because we've got onto Red Bull. So there was a moment, Max hit a bollard, didn't he? And that might have affected his... He said, oh, my steering is going, I can't control the car, it's a disaster. Mm. I've never, ever heard Max Verstappen, because in the moments in previous races where it's seemed like Max might not win, Max always takes the opportunity to have a go at the car when he's about to not win. So it's very hard to tell whether or not, and then he goes off and wins and goes, oh yeah, the car was great, I was just, you know, bored. So it was very hard to tell whether or not he actually had a problem with the steering or whether or not it just feels like it's a problem because he wasn't winning. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the race, it all came good. He didn't mention the steering once. He just went, you know, you win some, you lose some. Like he was this zen. I've never seen him happier.
I know, it was weird, wasn't it?
It was so
weird.
I was
uncomfortable with it.
He was like, he was like a millionaire's kid in a film who's just learned the true value of Christmas.
Yeah, there's a bit in Friends where Ross and Rachel are having a fight and Phoebe watches them have a fight and they resolve the fight without any conflict. Mm. And then Phoebe goes, what's going on? She's like, we're on a break. No, we weren't. What happened to you two? And that's how I felt watching Max. I was like, why hasn't he not got out of the car and kicked a dog, like out of rage? Like, where's the angry... Like, I wanted that back. I wanted Red Max.
He was, we'll give it a few more P2s.
Yeah.
It'll come back out. He went, oh, this is just a fucking weird anomaly, and I will be back slaughtering everybody, and...
I mean, I bet... But it was interesting that all it took was the sensitivity of the front of his car for him to suddenly be 7 seconds behind. And I do wonder if he just sort of eased off the accelerator to let Lando have a really good win. I'd like to see the telemetry. I wonder if this was the moment, because I think this was the first moment where kindness and warmth fully entered Verstappen's heart, and all the trauma of his dad and all the trauma of Horner and Newey leaving, and he just saw his mate about to win.
And they are mates, aren't they?
Yeah. And it was like cool runnings. And he went, you know what, mate, buddy, you can have this one. You've got this one. And just eased off so he could have this absolutely stonking win.
That is gorgeous.
I don't think that happened.
No.
But it might have.
No, I think it definitely didn't.
Okay, fine.
But I love the idea. I love the story. I think, you know, that's great.
Okay, Perez.
Yeah.
I mean, the
worst... Do you have anything to say about Perez?
One of the worst starts I've ever... He nearly took out everyone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Just like, he just sort of... It was, he like premature ejaculated. Like, he just...
The beginning of the race is exactly what I would imagine the beginning of an F1 race to look like.
Yeah.
If I was driving that car.
Yeah, that's like... It looked like the game.
Yeah.
It looked like you put the game on and you went, yeah, just put on hard mode. I think I know what I'm doing. And then just out, first corner. And Perez must have been shitting his pants for the rest of that race.
Yeah.
I mean, lucky to get promoted to fourth.
Yeah.
Because it gives them the points and like makes his contract safe. But he can't make mistakes like that. And it was interesting that there was no further investigation, because I did wonder if... I was like, that's interesting that he basically shot across the grid.
Mm.
Nearly took out his teammate. Granted, didn't cause an accident.
I know, and I would have loved it so much. I'm glad now. Now Max didn't win. I'm glad he didn't take Max out, because we got to see
Lando win on merit.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do wonder if when they were investigating it, they went, okay, hang on a minute. So where is Perez's most popular locations for races? They went, well, obviously Mexico. I mean, yeah, what's second? It's probably here, actually. It's huge, you know, Mexican fans, loads of them here today. And I went, okay, God, how quickly do we want to get home? I went, I'd actually quite like to get home. I'd like to make that last plane, actually. I'd really like to be able to just leave and drive home without anyone throwing vegetables at the car. And they went, okay, so should we just say no further investigation? Yeah, and also Perez has got quite a lot of mafia ties in this area.
Okay,
well, see, no further investigation.
Okay.
Because he chunked hard.
He did. He did. I don't really see how his position... I know all the arguments about their winning the Constructors' Championship, the Drivers' Championship, so what more could you want? But then, fine, just get whoever in there.
Yeah.
He is... I can't imagine that he's got any lust for driving at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't understand what his kind of workplace motivation is right now.
I think all told...
Which is probably explains the fact that he went, ah, fuck braking.
What are you giving this race out of 10?
For how I felt during the end of the race, I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah. I think Verstappen took Norris out afterwards as well. I was like, let me show you how winners party in Miami. And I reckon Norris woke up on Verstappen's sofa and Verstappen was cooking him scrambled eggs and bacon. That's what I think happened. And coffee, but he got the pods wrong because he's never really used an espresso machine. Do you know what I mean?
I've never been able to use an espresso machine.
I'm going to give this race a 9. That's the first ever 9. Since we started the show.
Since we started giving it a rating, yeah.
Yeah, it was historic. It was fun. Sprint race was great.
I like the circuit.
Little Lando won. I mean, oh my God, he finally got it. And he said it on the lie detector. He predicted it. He tempted fate and walked through the eye of the storm and came out victorious.
Oof.
I mean, I love F1. I know we slag it off a lot, but fuck me, when it's good, isn't it?
That was really good.
I was nearly crying.
Were you?
Mm.
You'd had a lot of wine, though, hadn't you?
I'd had a lot of wine, a lot of white wine.
And your life's in a state. It was probably transferred emotion.
Yeah, and a Negroni.
Yeah.
And I'd been up since 4 a.m. as well.
Yeah. You were dealing with a lot of other
stuff. I had a show in Devon, and then I drove back and then did a show.
Yeah.
And then immediately had martinis.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations, Lando Norris. I'm gonna take back some of the things that we said about you.
I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning of the season, I pledged myself.
Yeah.
I pledged allegiance to Lando and Zach before I saw Donald Trump in the paddock, but...
And now you're doubling down.
you know, we are where we are.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Like and subscribe. Leave a comment on your podcast app. We'll be back next week for more Dirty Air. I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
was Dirty Air.
And we're gonna leave you with some music as well, just in case you missed it this week. Here's the Dutch national anthem.
If my mom had balls, she would be my dad.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.